Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Squadcast, the official podcast of GenreSquad.com. We're your hosts, Robert Sutton.
And Sean Stidham.
And welcome back. It's been a little while. We're back with a big superhero spectacular.
Yeah.
I need warriors. I'm building an alliance to defend ourselves.
How do you know your team's strong enough? If you can't bring down the charging bull, then don't wave the red cape at it.
Superheroes.
Yeah, pretty excited.
A lot going on right now.
I tell you, this is the first week of 2021, like the first weekend where it felt like there were like big releases that came out.
Like normal stuff.
Yeah, it almost felt like a normal like big release weekend, but
yeah,
everything came out at home instead.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Which is wild because we've had like theatrical releases.
Yeah, Justice League opened, right?
No, like no, no, no.
It didn't open at all?
No, it was just HBO Max.
Yeah. Should have.
Sure.
In 4:3.
That'd be wild.
Yeah.
Just as he intended.
So how have you, in accordance with his vision?
Yeah.
So
shall it be written.
Yeah. How have you been, Rob?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah.
We actually had a really good weekend. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, very pleasant.
That's nice.
Yeah.
We're both vaccinated now.
Yeah, that feels really good.
Yeah.
In fact, this is the first week, I guess, you know, it's been 2 weeks since the vaccination.
So. Yeah, so we're good now. We yeah. can't die.
Yeah. So that's
we're
a nice
unstoppable.
Feeling.
That's like a nice if we feeling. Get shot, we're fine.
Almost just did a spit take.
Right?
I don't think that's how it works.
Wait.
You sure?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Turn on my superhero lighting now.
Wow, look at you. You guys can't see this, but Rob looks well blue.
Beautiful.
Keep it. Well, what do we want to talk about? We're going to talk about our favorite things of the week, right?
Yeah, Rob? Let's do that first.
Favorite thing of the week.
All which right. are two superhero things.
Yeah. Well, I guess a third here since we've got a...
Oh, sure.
So we had a request from our listener, Scott Yancey.
Our listener. Our
friend of the show. Friend of the show.
Our listener. Jesus.
Who asked for a review of WandaVision, which I guess we haven't done since it ended.
Yeah, we yeah.
Yeah. I guess we're going to talk about it later on, too.
Uh-huh.
But what are your general thoughts on WandaVision now that it's
I thought it was emotional. I thought it was sad, but I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't what people wanted, so inevitably they're going to be upset about that, but
sure.
It was what the show was going to be, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it didn't get as nuts as everybody was expecting, right?
Or wanting, yeah.
Yeah, wanting.
Mm-hmm.
But I still thought it was pretty brilliant.
But it was very true to the movies.
Yeah, the MCU, absolutely.
It ended just like the MCU always ends.
That's very true.
We should have really
seen
a huge
superhero spectacular, yeah.
Yeah, a huge fight and then an emotional like growth or something.
I tell you, that the final scene of WandaVision... is mm-hmm. gut-wrenching. Yeah. Or the final sequence there. Where everything kind of gets wiped out.
Yeah.
Really, really great stuff.
Yeah. We didn't really say what we're going to do this week, Rob.
Oh, we haven't. So, big superhero spectacular, like I said up front.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to discuss... well, we just discussed WandaVision. we're also going to discuss The Falcon and Winter Soldier, which is the new... Marvel TV show that just started, and we're gonna talk about Zack Snyder's Superman,
Justice League,
the Snyder Cut.
Finally, God, I'm so fucking sick of hearing that word.
It has come to fruition. Yeah. Zack Snyder's Justice League has finally come out. On top of that, we're planning on doing our top five Marvel shows of all time, our top five DC shows of all time, and then we're going to do a big versus between those entities.
Those two entities.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm very excited. Very excited. This feels cool. Big. Like it feels, you know, like a...
Feels like a matchup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
Well, awesome.
I think we've done Marvel and DC movies before.
Yeah.
So this will be the first time we've done the TV shows.
I swear I thought we did something...
I don't think like so. This
before, but yeah. I guess it doesn't matter. There's been TV shows that have happened since then. So.
Yeah.
Even if we did, which, you know, who knows?
This will be a revised edition if that's the case.
Right.
We've done 60 plus episodes, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
God, have we?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty wild.
What are we going to do for like our 100th episode?
I don't know. Probably
kill each other.
Marvel versus DC movies again. Like, we'll
okay.
This is episode 64.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Well, awesome. So do we want to start with Justice League or Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Well, why don't we talk about Falcon and Winter Soldier? Well.
Feels weird. Picking it up. The legacy of that shield is... complicated, to say the least.
That shield should be destroyed. This world is ours. You're never gonna stop.
It's the closest thing I've got left to a family. I'm not gonna let anybody tell me I can't fight for it.
Yeah, we might as well get that out of the way.
Yeah. What'd you think?
What'd you think?
you know, I really enjoyed it. I thought the opening action sequence especially was incredible. Like, it was just like a Marvel action sequence.
Yeah.
Which is...
Felt like a movie at the beginning.
Yeah. Which is something you haven't really seen on screen. Very few times have you seen something of that
type. Right. Right.
Maybe Game of Thrones was able to pull that off a couple times. And, you know, Mandalorian had some big sequences, but I don't know that it had anything that kinetic.
Right. Well, Mandalorian's stuff has always been a little smaller.
Yeah.
Personal, I guess.
Right. But it works in that way.
Yeah. I enjoyed the opening. I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the best, like I've seen people say, the best fight scene, you know.
Sure.
By a Marvel TV show. I don't necessarily agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil kind of.
Oh, it's hallway fight
with the hallway fight.
Yeah.
But it was good. All in all, I have mixed feelings about the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Winter Soldier stuff. The Bucky stuff is great.
Right.
And the Sam stuff, I don't know. Like, I know that's going to be the crux of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, his stuff, but it was kind of boring.
So you don't want to see a show about Avengers getting business loans. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. not really big into boats.
Sure.
Or
shrimp boats.
Crab fishing.
Yeah.
It felt very Forrest Gumpy.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, I realized they had to do something there.
Right.
Just, it didn't feel like very much happened.
Yeah. In the episode. I get that.
But that's okay. I realize it's a TV show, so I have no problem with that.
I got six episodes.
And too. I have faith in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually got a little nervous when I saw they only had six episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, they kind of wasted one. But,
well, they set up all that stuff. Like you said, I think the Bucky stuff is terrific.
Because
he's sort of atoning for all his sins, and man, that stuff with the old Asian guy, just that floor
really sad.
Yeah.
I'm curious about the end though,
because
they didn't specifically say his name was U.S. Agent.
That's true. And they called him Captain America.
Yeah. So. Which I'm confused about that.
Yeah.
But hey.
Also,
it's their show, I guess.
I mean, you know, the actor they picked for that role.
Not a looker. Is that what you're
I'm guessing that's on purpose, but boy.
Interesting, like, looking guy.
Yeah.
He looked like he had a bitter beer face.
Yeah, it was something. Goodness gracious.
It was interesting.
Yeah. I'm hoping it goes a long way. You know,
I just
want the Marvel experience on TV. That's what I want.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully they're able to deliver that.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Talking
about Snyder?
Yeah, let's do it.
When darkness begins, I will bathe in your fear.
That son of a bitch.
All right. Well, let's hear it. What do you think? What do you think?
I kind of loved it. It was a wonderful gobbledygook of a mess.
Yes, it's messy. Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't say I wasn't entertained. It didn't feel 4 hours to me. I'll give it that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was.
It sure is.
I mean, it takes its time.
Yeah. My wife certainly felt the 4 hours.
Well, your wife, look, Aaron was never going to.
I know.
That's okay. Look, I realize, you know, you probably are one end of the spectrum or the other. I don't hate Zack Snyder. I don't have a problem with him. I think it was bullshit saying that there was some secret Snyder cut this whole time. But he just made another movie.
Right.
But I like the movie.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's indulgent.
It's very indulgent. I believe we said it was like a double album by
yes, it is like one of your favorite band. When you're one of your favorite bands puts out a double album and there's some real like time filler in there, but there's also some really excellent stuff.
Yeah. It could have been one record.
Yeah,
but sure. It wasn't. They didn't do that.
Well, the difference is when they go ahead. They put out a one record version of it, and it was terrible. So,
well, look, it definitely improves upon the I believe what'd you call it, the Justice League.
Yeah, the Justice League cut. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is better than that, which is, you know, I will say not saying a lot.
Well, that's a pretty low bar.
Yeah, that's a rough thing. There are hot dogs.
There were a lot of hot dogs in this mm-hmm. version. You know, God, what a glorious, it is kind of a glorious mess of a movie.
But
I can't say I didn't enjoy it. And well, let me ask you, how do you feel about Zack Snyder at this point? As a director?
I think it's tough to say. Like, look, he certainly has a style.
He certainly
is indulgent.
Right.
Given his way, which I'm sure a lot of directors would be like this, he would make a 7-hour movie every time.
Yeah.
Of Lois Lane getting lattes and shit, but that's okay. But I do think he has an arrogance about him, certainly.
Sure.
And look, is it justified? I don't know. Like he's made some big movies. And I can't ever be mad at somebody who has a style, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same, you know, do I think he's better than Michael Bay? Yeah.
Yes.
yes. I do. But they're very similar.
In a lot of ways. They're both bombastic. But I just.
Yeah. Like.
Boy, let me tell you, Snyder knows how to capture a frame.
Yeah. He likes to paint a picture.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll give him that.
The thing is, he loves doing, you know, his movies feel like graphic novels in so many ways.
Yeah.
Where we get in trouble is where he writes the movies.
Yeah. Yeah, because he certainly does have a point of view.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily go along with the traditional point of view of the superheroes he's trying to tell stories.
Right.
For.
Well, look, I can appreciate he's trying to separate himself from the MCU, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, I was talking to our buddy Adam Rose, who's been on the show before, and he was saying he likes to liken this new version of Justice League something closer to Lord of the Rings than Endgame. Like, that's what he's aiming for, is something like big and epic.
Yeah.
And not necessarily a fun superhero movie.
Here's the thing, though. I think it reaches Hobbit.
Right.
But, you know, Hobbit, those are movies you can watch and not worry about, right? Like,
sure,
they're fine. They're just not Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, Justice League isn't Avengers Endgame.
I'll give you that.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, not everything has to be the best thing we've ever seen. I'm fine with it.
Do you think this is the best? Where would you rank this in the Zack Snyder canon?
The Snyderverse?
Yeah.
You mean of the DC stuff?
Or just whatever.
Or in general.
You can throw in, yeah. Just.
Look, I certainly think 300's better.
Mm-hmm.
Such as it is, you know.
Right.
I think Dawn of the Dead is better. And then after that, I mean, you know, I do think Man of Steel is better.
I would agree with that.
But it's not as fun. Which you're not, you know, you're not looking.
Right.
Zack Snyder's not about the fun, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think they were trying to pull, you know, that movie's co-written by Christopher Nolan. Like, they're trying to pull off Dark Knight is what they're trying to do with Superman in that movie.
Sure.
And I think it's largely successful. I just re-watched that movie before this, and mm-hmm. I still love it. I think it's a big, epic Superman movie. You know, yeah. I've always dreamed of watching Superman punch guys through buildings, and that's what you get in that movie. A lot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that stuff. Now, do I agree with everything that happens in that film? No. But man, he pulls off a big, beautiful Superman movie. It's gorgeous to look at. I think Henry Cavill's good in that movie. Where the problem is Batman versus Superman, right?
Yes. That movie is a problem.
That movie is a problem.
You know, that movie gets everything wrong.
I would say so,
About what these two characters are, right?
Right.
Traditionally, I understand what he wants to do, and that's fine. I mean, make your own movie, but traditionally, it definitely, he doesn't understand the source material.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with giving Superman, like, real world problems, right? Like, and those are the discussions in that movie are what would happen if Superman showed up. Yeah. But at the same time, man, it's such a grim movie.
He's not in a good mood at any point in that movie.
No, and he's Superman, right? Yes. So you want some positivity.
And even Batman. I mean, Batman's branding people.
Right.
Like, that's rough.
That movie is definitely the Frank Miller school of...
Yeah.
Of superheroes. And
it's definitely an
look, and I get there's room for that. Because I love Frank Miller superhero stories. But man,
right.
I think, man, all the villains in that movie are pretty bad.
Well, that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
That's the crux of it all is, you know, Jesse Eisenberg is horrendous.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you pull off a classic Lex Luthor, you know, if they had cast Bryan Cranston or something as Lex Luthor.
Well, hell, if they had, I mean, I know you can't do it now, but Kevin Spacey.
Right.
In that movie would have been great.
Yeah.
Because like he's the bright spot of Superman Returns, right? Like,
yeah. You know? Oh, absolutely. So fun to watch.
But you know, I understand now it's a different right. world.
Right. Yeah. Not possible now. Yeah.
But yeah, Jesse Eisenberg is the problem.
He's definitely for me. He's a big step down from Michael Shannon as Zod in Man of Steel.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The wild thing is, I think pretty consistently that Snyder's pretty great at casting. You know, he gave us
sure.
like Gerard Butler and Michael Fassbender in 300.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Watchmen has a pretty terrific cast overall.
Yeah. Look, I think at the end of the day, like he is good at that. And I think a lot of people give him shit. I'm talking about Ben Affleck, of course.
Yeah.
But Ben Affleck is a really good Batman.
Oh,
and I know people want to just automatically say he's not.
Right.
But he's great at it. Like yeah. he's a great Batman.
I think he's terrific.
he can only be as good as the material he's given, yeah. you know.
I think he's terrific in Batman versus Superman. Like he's getting to do awesome yeah. Batman stuff. And that big shootout and fight scene at the end of that movie mm-hmm. is like the best Batman fight scene of all time.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate though that yeah, there's a lot of Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah. Anyway, we haven't come here to
talk about Batman versus Superman.
we both loved everything about we. You know, I think at some point I could see us doing a big breakdown of everything in Justice League. Because there is a lot to break down there.
There's a lot. Everybody gets different origins. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the Amazon stuff. That Amazon fight scene at the beginning,
yeah,
is incredible. And then there's that big like galactic fight scene.
Yeah, I was gonna say they introduced Green Lanterns into the
yeah
the DC universe.
I love they brought back what's his face as
Ares
from Wonder yeah. Woman. What's that actor's name? You love that guy.
Oh, God, I can't.
He played Lupin. Terrible.
Oh, Thewlis?
Yeah, David. Yeah. Yeah,
David Thewlis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrific. Like, watching Ares and Zeus fight Darkseid at the beginning of that movie.
Yeah.
That's like the big epic stuff you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final fight scene, I think also is a big, terrific action scene.
Well, I think, look, at the end of the day, like having Darkseid as an actual threat instead of just a name that's said
right.
every once in a while makes all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having him appear on screen is a big deal. And it works, I think.
Yeah.
Largely. Yeah. Again, the movie has a world of problems.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're able to like look past that, I mean, it's a great time,
mm-hmm.
except for the nightmare.
Would it have been better as a miniseries?
No, it wouldn't have mattered because it's structured like one anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just
so wild because I could have turned it off at any point, but I just kept I was compelled to keep going the whole time. Yeah.
Like, it's fine. Like, yeah. We're fine here. Like, it didn't need to be a miniseries. He made it like one anyway. Hell, there's title cards for almost everything. My favorite is like he always just puts a quote that somebody says like the first 2 minutes of each section. I don't think so, Batman.
Here's the wild thing. This thing couldn't have come out in theaters.
No. No, not at all.
No one would have gone to see a four. I mean, people would have gone because there are insane people out there. I would have gone probably. But good Lord, like sitting in a theater for 4 hours to watch this movie.
You know what? Fuck it. Like, I know what our next episode is.
Yeah. Are we going to break down the Justice League?
No, we're doing director's cuts.
Woo!
Top director's cuts of all time.
All right. I'm down.
Yeah.
That sounds great. All right. You ready to move on?
Yeah, let's do these shows.
Well, hold on.
So we've each.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the nightmare sequence before?
No, I don't want to fucking talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I hate it. I want to forget it exists in that movie that I'm like so much of it that I enjoyed. It came so close of like leaving such a sour taste in my mouth. Like there's never been a more tacked on scene in a movie like ever.
For those that don't know, there's a sequence at the end of this where they set up Justice League 2, which isn't going to happen, more than likely.
It shouldn't happen.
Who the hell knows?
It shouldn't happen because they fucking already fixed everything that would have caused the movie to happen.
Yeah.
Like,
shit. Hold on.
Can't even remember what my nightmare rant was.
Okay, we're back.
Anyway, sorry, we got
John's rant broke this.
Zack Snyder. Yeah. Zack Snyder like snuck into my internet connection, I guess.
No anyway, way, Jared Leto's awesome.
Jared Leto is a fucking travesty of a Joker. Right. Like it's just a shame, I feel like. Cause like I was saying, like the whole thing is like we've got to keep Lois Lane safe or Superman will go crazy. And like, that's bullshit. Like this is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sure.
Like the whole point of Superman is he is like a good person. And he won't go insane if somebody he loves dies. His father fucking died. And he didn't go insane. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
All right. I think that's enough said about the nightmare.
Sure.
But anyway. So anyway, what is our plan here, bro?
I do like that really cool Batman outfit where he's got the goggles and the trench coat.
I hate it. I hate it because it just reminds me of that. And like even the shit,
like I think it's all super cool until Jared Leto shows up.
And then, even Batman versus Superman, right? They do the same fucking thing in Batman versus Superman. It's the same vision he's having,
right?
Right. He does that. It's so stupid. Superman shows up and is like, "You took her from me," and then kills him. Right, rips his fucking heart out or something.
Yeah.
Then he has a dream inside a dream of the Flash showing up, fucking saying, "Lois is the key. You were right about him." You know,
right.
Then he actually wakes up, but there are still papers flying around as if it actually did happen and he passed out or something. So I'm against anything to do with the goggles.
Okay.
I have problems. I actually have problems.
All right. Moving on.
Okay.
Moving on.
And now our feature presentation.
Anyway, what are we doing?
I'm going to do our top five DC movies. And shows. You're going to do our, top five DC television shows of all time. You're going to do our top five Marvel television shows of all time.
Yep.
And then we're going to do a versus where we pit those shows head to head.
Yep. So we'll just go 5-5-4-4.
Yeah.
Like that, right?
Yes.
Do you want to go first, me?
Please. Please go ahead.
This is a, this is kind of all time too, right? Like.
Yes, all time. And not so just like, MCU and not just DCEU.
Like, right. Yeah. We're doing everything that came from a Marvel comic book or a DC comic book.
Right. And this is live action only. We're not doing
animated.
Animated. That'd be a fun future episode.
That'd be a disaster.
Oh, for Marvel?
Yeah.
But probably.
I mean, look, DC does the best animated stuff.
Agree. Marvel's got some classic stuff that's kind of fun, like that old.
It's okay, movie. Like X-Men and stuff like that. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
but I mean, even like that X-Men or Spider-Man stuff, it doesn't hold a candle to the thing that was on at the time for DC, which was Batman the Animated Series.
So. Right.
Anyway, all right. Agreed. My number five. Could have been a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been Luke Cage, which I enjoy a lot. Could have been, Runaways,
mm-hmm.
which is a fun show. But I went with the classic, the one that kind of started it all, The Incredible Hulk.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs. By an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Awesome. Starring Bill Bixby. Yeah.
And Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
You
know, that show, it introduced you to the Incredible Hulk, right?
Well, then, yeah. I mean, it pretty much introduced everyone to the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and David Banner.
Yeah.
Not Bruce.
I don't know why they went with David instead of Bruce.
There had to have been some stupid fucking board meeting.
Yeah, that was like
David is a much better name.
I'm pretty sure that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I just thought his name was David Banner. Like,
mm-hmm. Now, as far as like openings mm-hmm. and closings to TV shows week to week, I'm not sure there is a better than the opening like explanation about what happened to David Banner, and then the closing piano like David Banner leaving the town.
Yes,
it's iconic, but unfortunately, mm-hmm. it's probably the best thing about the show. It is a bit like, you know, it's very serialized, like week to week.
Yeah, he goes to a new town,
yeah. Tries to help people out. Then he's like, you don't want to do this. You don't want to make me angry. They do.
Right.
And then Lou Ferrigno shows up and, you know, saves the day. To go along with The Incredible Hulk, though, I think we can't do it without mentioning the made-for-TV movies
mm-hmm.
from the show,
which I love, I have, a
which are just some of the best things.
Yeah,
like they were the pinnacle of like superhero stuff on TV or movies anywhere for the longest time.
Yeah,
which is saying something.
Oh, that one with Thor, The Incredible Hulk Returns.
They have one with Thor. They have one with Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're the final one, the trial.
It's death of the Incredible Hulk. Yeah.
And he does fucking die at the end of it.
It's very sad.
Yeah, it sucks. No, trial is the one with the Daredevil.
Yeah,
obviously. But yeah, I love it. Do you have any thoughts about the Incredible
Hulk? You know what? I watched a couple seasons of this mm-hmm. a few years ago, and yeah, I love the show still. Like,
yeah,
it's actually a pretty solid like week to week kind of mystery show type thing.
Yeah.
Like Columbo, if Columbo turned into the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it is very much that, right?
Yeah.
It's like just a wandering hobo.
Yeah. It's actually kind of gritty and like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I still have such a huge nostalgia for it. I remember there's an episode. Yeah, first of all, this thing was in syndication, so I watched it all the time when I was a kid, like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there's a two-parter with an evil Hulk.
Yes.
And man, that thing, first of all, the evil Hulk was super scary looking, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just loved it. I love that show so much. I don't know if you know, so the original person that cast as the Hulk was Richard Kyle, played Jaws in the
right.
James Bond.
God, that would be weird.
Yeah, right? Because Ferrigno, you like, he's so muscly and like,
yeah.
And Kyle's just huge, like he's just tall.
Yeah.
But you know, also scary looking.
He's scary looking, but like Conan O'Brien used to do this sketch where like he was like, "Don't make me angry," and he would turn into like an Incredible Hulk sort of thing, but he's yeah. a wimp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that's what I imagine Kyle would look like.
Yeah.
Of course he's bigger and scarier, right. But
so there is one of my favorite things to come out of the show is that there was a signing with Lou Ferrigno and Terry Bollea showed up, right?
Oh no.
And they're doing, and like, you know, he's bigger than Lou Ferrigno is, and he's like, "I'm the real Hulk." And then that's how you ended up with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Was it because of this weird signing where Ferrigno had shown up? And
was it set up? Like,
I don't know why he showed up, but yeah. All the reporters were like, "You're bigger than the Hulk." So there you go.
That's the idea.
Yeah. But yes, I love this Incredible Hulk TV show. We even talked about the reporter that follows them around. And
yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's searching for him the whole time.
Yeah. I don't know. You're number five, Rob.
My number five DC TV show. This may be a surprise to you.
It's, I doubt it.
I went with Smallville. Somebody save me. Let your hands break right through. Somebody save me. Don't care how you do it, just save
me. Somebody save.
The show was actually really important to me at a certain point.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, I love Superman. Like Superman's
that's your guy.
Top three like fictional characters of all time for me. And yeah, like Tom Welling's Clark Kent was the only Superman on TV. He's the only Superman for a while.
Well, I mean, look, before that you had The Adventures of Lois and Clark.
Right.
Right. And that was shitty.
It's terrible.
It's fucking terrible. But like, yeah. I watched it every fucking week.
Right.
Because
it was a superhero show. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing that like they didn't understand for the longest time is that like we'll watch it if it's shit, but we'll really watch it if it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like if it's okay. And into superhero, like we will fucking be there. We'll yeah. die for it.
Yeah.
Not really.
But. And look, this was a WB show, right? And then yes. maybe eventually a CW show.
Well, yeah, it transitioned.
So it's a very, it's more about melodrama than it is about superheroes, right?
Yeah.
It's about Clark Kent when he's a teenager in Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to woo Lana Lang and, you know, that sort of thing. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Especially, I would say the first four seasons or so, I think are pretty great television. They don't hold up CGI wise.
I can't remember if I started watching this before I even met you. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, but
I remember you watching it and being like, "Why aren't you watching this show?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because you were like, you were so into Buffy and like that type yeah. of show anyway. So, yeah, this just went right along with that.
Yeah, I mean, it is very much melodramatic.
What day is it? And in what month? This clock never seems so alive. I can't
You know, I was thinking, since you did get all dressed up and you came here with me, you should at least get a dance out of it.
Chivalry noted, but I'm not the one you want to dance with, Clark. She is. And all other people, nothing to do,
nothing to lose, and it's you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's full of that shit, right?
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's the majority of the show, and he doesn't...
We still make jokes about it.
Yeah, of course. But it is, when it's good, it's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Like, it can be really good.
Yeah.
It can be pretty bad, too.
Yes. Well, the show went 10 seasons.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's like my number four is the same. Yeah. The exact same thing.
It just went on too long, but that's just what CW shows do. Like, they just renew stuff. But there have literally been years where the CW has renewed every single show they have on the air. And for a while, this was one of those shows.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, they had to keep coming up with shit, you know?
Yeah. There's a Justice League episode.
Yeah. Oh my God, there is, isn't there?
Yeah.
God, it's so great.
Yeah.
Is it better than the Snyder Cut?
I don't think so. Not the worst Justice League I've seen, but certainly not the best.
Right.
I love Tom Welling on the show. I think he's still pretty great. He did a cameo for a recent CW, like, you know, for the Arrowverse stuff.
Yeah.
And that scene is amazing. And it was just like, oh, this is why I love this show. Like,
yeah. Tom Welling is a great Clark Kent.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a sequence. So he has this argument with John Cryer, who plays Lex Luthor in the current CW shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they couldn't get Michael Rosenbaum. I don't know. But there's just a point where they're like arguing, right? And Tom Welling basically looks at the camera and goes, I don't miss this. And it was just so funny. And I loved it. Loved it. Also, Erica Durance is one of my favorite Lois Lanes on top of that. So,
yeah.
There's good times, you know, if there's a certain type of show you're looking for, this is it. Like,
we didn't even mention Allison Haslip.
You mean Allison, Allison Mack?
Oh, wait, Allison Mack, sorry.
Yeah, the star of Allison the vow. Haslip.
Yeah.
Star of the vow.
She's doing well.
Yeah. No.
She was just in a show recently.
Yeah, right. A couple shows.
Yeah.
Really big hits on HBO.
He's popping off.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
That would definitely be a block to someone. Yeah, to someone watching the show, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be hard to get into it.
Anyway, it's on Hulu if you want to watch it.
All right. My number four. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I wouldn't say melodrama, but speaking of like a show that went on way too long, past its prime, I'd say, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
They're among us, heroes, monsters. There are no more shadows for you to hide in.
Just spy versus spy anymore. The whole world's in on the action.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the new TV series, premieres Tuesday, September 24th on ABC.
Mm-hmm. It's my number four. The first kind of foray into TV by the MCU.
And what a show it was.
And there's certainly a reason why they don't do network TV anymore. But look, there are the first couple of seasons, maybe the first three. I can't remember when the Bill Paxton season was. But this is a pretty damn good show. Mm-hmm. It had Coulson came back.
Yeah.
Shockingly.
Clark Gregg.
Yeah, Clark Gregg. Who I love, like everybody loves Clark Gregg.
Yeah.
The problem is with the show is like you can't like bring in your heavy hitters.
Captain America's never on the show.
Yeah, like that was the big issue with it, right?
Did they get Samuel L. Jackson for an episode?
He's like in like, yeah, he's like in like a flashback, not a flashback, but like an explanation of how he's alive, basically, right. How Clark Gregg's alive, or Coulson's alive.
Yeah.
There's some annoying characters on the show. There's problems with it, right? But there's some great stuff too, just like Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a more grown-up Smallville, I guess.
There's a very, very close relationship between those shows, I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah, and it loses its way because, like, you know, after a certain point, like each season tries to be something different. They do a whole season of like they're in like an alternate reality. You know, it's rough. Look, and plus we found out now that it doesn't even exist in this universe. So right.
It's like it got written off. It's
really weird. It's weird. It's weird.
The original whole selling point of the show is that it was part of the MCU.
Yeah. Bizarre. I think the show might have just ended, or it's on its last season. I can't remember.
Let's see. 136 episodes of the show.
Yeah.
The last episode ended. The last episode was August 12th of last year.
Yeah. Okay. You know, it is what it is. I do have times where I'm like, I should catch up on that. Cause I kind of gave up after like the fifth season.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't. And that might be why it's number four on my list.
Well, you know, I mean, the MCU proper is actually putting out shows now.
Yeah. That's a big problem.
Yeah.
And
that's the big difference is that, you know, WandaVision and now Falcon and Winter Soldier actually feel like they're part of the MCU and not just an afterthought.
I will say, though, like now that they're going to open the multiverse, though, like you could do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
You could bring a Coulson in, you know, back. So.
And I love, you know what? I remember him showing up in Captain Marvel and loving the moments he's on screen. Like, it's,
of course.
So he's fun in that.
Fantastic.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun in that show.
All right. Your number four, Ralph?
My number four is The Flash.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. My mother killed by something impossible. My father went to prison for her murder. Then an accident made me the impossible. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist, but secretly, I use my speed to fight crime and find others like me. And one day, I'll find who killed my mother and get justice for my father. I am the Flash.
Okay.
The current version of the Flash, not the 90s version.
Oh, I love the 90s version of the Flash.
You know what? I'm a fan of that show. I recently watched all of it also.
Did it hold up?
You know, in a certain way. You know, it's certainly better. It's certainly better than Lois and Clark.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to be a lighter version of Burton's Batman movies.
Yeah.
So, you know, in that way, it's successful. I enjoyed it, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, what do you like about this new version?
It's just so fun. What a fun show this is, especially the first couple seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's also currently on season 7.
Gosh,
which is probably too long, but man, you know, this is really the first show I feel like that could go balls out with like DC weirdness, right?
Mm-hmm.
It does a lot of the same things. Smallville would do this thing where you'd have a freak of the week type thing, right?
Yeah.
Where you had, you know, bad guys that would come in and they would kind of resemble bad guys from DC continuity. This has actual DC continuity weirdos show up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's awesome. He fights Zoom on the show. He fights Reverse Flash on the show. They did the multiverse, you know, they go to Earth 2. Like, it's, there's so much great stuff, especially early on. And, you know, this is the second show in CW's like DC relaunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it crosses over with Arrow all the time. And now it crosses over with DC's Legends of Tomorrow and all the eight shows they have or whatever it is.
Right.
And yeah, that's fun. It feels, of all the shows, I feel like this is the one that feels the most like a comic book.
Uh-huh.
Because you get that sort of week to week thing, and then it builds up to, you know, larger arcs and that sort of thing.
Right. Well, you also have, it's about the Flash, a guy that has super speed. So yeah, he genuinely has a superpower. Whereas right, you have some, when something like the Arrow, you can like make a vigilante show out of that, right?
Yeah.
So it almost has to feel comic booky, or you're not being like real.
Right. And I think it largely pulls it off. Mm-hmm. Look, I have a soft spot for these shows, for the CW shows. I just started watching the new Superman show, which I really enjoy also.
Is that DC? Is that a CW?
It is.
Cool.
Superman and Lois, but it looks great. And I think Tyler Hoechlin makes a pretty terrific Superman. That show's so positive, and that's what I really like about it. And yeah, that's what The Flash does. It's so, it's just trying to be a fun superhero show.
Sure.
There's episodes where he fights Grodd. I mean, it's what you want out of a Flash show.
Yeah. Like, look, The Flash is like my favorite, like secondary DC character, right?
Right.
I love it. Yeah. I just, God damn it, it's just so hard to,
oh yeah,
latch on. There's just so much of it that, like,
look, and this is a traditional network TV show with 22 yeah, episodes a season.
Yeah.
That's rough these days when there's so much content out there.
I mean, I still haven't finished all of Arrow.
Right. And you loved Arrow.
So. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I get it.
Awesome. All right. Let's go with my number three, Rob. How about that?
What you got?
I have the one that kicked it off for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil.
Big fan myself.
Yeah. Look, I think I hear what you say, right? Mm-hmm. Like there are problems with the show. There are issues. There are annoying characters, but there are great things in Netflix's Daredevil. I didn't write down anybody's name, but the guy that plays Daredevil, I think, is great.
Yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin is otherworldly good.
Right.
The best that's ever been.
Better than Michael Clark Duncan, you think?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Even though I love MKD. Or MCD, sorry.
Sure.
Sorry, K is for King. was that a good save?
That was great. Charlie Cox, by the way, is who
Charlie Cox. Yeah, there you go.
Matt Murdock.
Now, I do kind of openly dislike the guy playing Froggy.
Yeah, Eldon Henson.
Don't love him at all. Never have. Sure. But that's okay. You know,
was he on the Mighty Ducks?
He was. He was in the Mighty Ducks. Also, I believe Idle Hands.
Yes, and the Butterfly Effect. Wow, that's yeah, that's a hell of a.
Yeah, but look, at the end of the day, it's the only thing that ever really got Daredevil like correct. Right. Like,
yeah,
on, you know, that outside of comic books, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of love it for it. And
yeah,
like I said, it has what I would consider the best villain in any show we're going to talk about. In Kingpin.
Agree. Yeah.
Well, Vincent D'Onofrio yeah, as Kingpin.
Yeah.
So,
he's perfect. I wish that they would somehow bring him back for the movies.
And also, I have a soft spot in my heart for this because this show came out around the same time that is it All In with Chris Hayes on MSNBC?
Uh-huh.
And my wife still to this day calls Chris Hayes Wesley because he looks just like the character Wesley. In,
okay.
Kingpin's number two.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
But
you know, this anyway. Show also gave us John Bernthal as
Punisher.
Yeah. Punisher, yeah.
Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah.
Now his show didn't make my list.
Right.
I only watched a few episodes of it. It's, you know, it's fine. It's good, but
yeah,
you know.
It's grim.
There's only so many Punisher
sure
things I can handle.
The Punisher stuff from season two of Daredevil is better than the
actual. Yeah, it's all you need, really.
Yeah. That shit's awesome. You get Punisher and Daredevil fighting and the Hand shows up that season.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the stuff you want to see from Daredevil. So yeah.
And it has the aforementioned hallway fight, which is probably the best action sequence in
fucking awesome. Yeah.
A Marvel TV show.
So. Yeah. Good stuff, man.
All right. What you got, Rob? It's number three, yeah.
Number three, I have Arrow.
My name is Oliver Queen. For 5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal, survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish.
You can survive this.
To use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the one that kicked off.
Okay.
The CW.
sure.
We both have a big soft spot for Arrow.
Love Arrow.
Yeah. Arrow does everything right, basically, that Daredevil does for Netflix.
Yeah.
I think Stephen Amell is pretty great on the show. Like,
I think Stephen Amell is a revelation.
Yeah.
On the show. I think Stephen Amell's great. I think this show doesn't get enough credit.
I agree. I agree.
It has everything you want out of a comic book.
Yeah.
Out of a comic book. I'm not talking about a TV show. I mean, this is a comic book.
If we're going to go single season.
Mm-hmm. Season two.
When season two came out at that point, it was the best season of superhero television ever.
Yes.
Since then, it's probably been eclipsed by
a few things.
Yeah. A couple other shows on here. but wow, what a season of TV. And it did the Lost thing, you know, mm-hmm. where you're getting what's going on currently with Green Arrow and then what happened in in the past. But boy, now, it builds and builds.
I will say that I think that the flashback stuff hinders the show somewhat.
Well, they should have dropped it after this season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it drags the show down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to find a negative in this show.
Right.
Because I mean, how many times it's it feels like after a certain point, it's telling the same story over and over.
Right.
With the flashbacks.
I think at a certain point they switched to flash forwards. And it was kind of, yeah, they literally did the same thing Lost did. But these are on like later seasons.
Yeah.
But man, yeah, the flashbacks though to the stuff where he's on the island mm-hmm. in the first couple seasons, I think are pretty interesting. You get to see, you know, how he becomes Green Arrow and that sort of thing. And you get all of the Deathstroke stuff, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Big shout out. Let's see. What is that guy's name?
Big shout out. Shout out to my man, Stephen Amell.
Manu Bennett played Slade Wilson / Deathstroke.
Oh, yeah. Man,
he's terrific.
He's better. I mean, I don't know how good
Joe
Manganiello is going to be.
Right.
But I can't imagine him being better.
Right.
Like I know he's a bigger name.
Right. Yeah, but Bennett just like he was Deathstroke. Like,
he even has like a cadence to his speech that is menacing and cool.
Yeah.
Like,
plus I think he's Australian. So
yeah,
he's had this like deep, like, hey kid, like that sort of thing that he would do.
Ooh, is he here?
Yeah. I'm going to kill you.
God, you're doing great.
Thank you. Thank you. So menacing and great, though. You would I'd perk up every time he, you know, would come on screen.
Yeah.
And this show, it just get, you know, it was kind of Batman light or whatever. It wanted to kind of be, you know, CW's version of what's not, not Snyder, but Nolan was doing.
Sure.
In the movies. And I think it's largely successful, you know.
Well, I mean, as much as like it's a CW show.
Yeah. So. But even with the lower budgets and stuff, pulls off pretty great fight scenes. And
look, there's a reason that these other shows got made.
Yeah.
It's because of Arrow.
Yeah.
And the success of Arrow. So
yeah. Good stuff.
It's off to it. I'm shocked it's number 3.
Well, you know, I got reasons.
I know the reasons and I kind of agree with them, but it's still kind of shocking.
Sure.
Anyway. Excuse me. My number 2, probably no surprise, Jessica Jones. The best of, or what I would consider the best of those early Netflix shows. Did it get a, it's second? It has a second season.
It has a second season. Yeah, it has a second season.
Yeah. That's, I keep forgetting about that because that first season is just so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it does a good thing that I don't think they did enough, which is it took a character that is certainly less known.
This show has 3 seasons.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I've never seen the 3rd season. Is it after the crossover?
Yeah, I think so. One post Defender season.
Oh, the Defenders. That is not making the list.
That is the problem, right? Is that these shows built up to the Defenders and then Defenders was kind of terrible. Like, I don't know if it was terrible, but it was just kind of
big, it's not letdown. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
But anyway, it takes a character and it does like, because Marvel used to do this like in the 70s and 80s, right? Like they'd have like these characters would have like actual serious issues. Like they'd be alcoholics, like Iron Man's an alcoholic and Hank Pym is a wife beater and things like that. And they put it in a show.
Yeah.
And it's really good. It has a woman creator, I believe. What's her name, Rob?
Her name was... Ooh, it's not showing me here.
Ooh.
Hold on.
But anyway, it had the female creator, which was an amazing thing.
Yeah.
She does a great job. It has awesome fight scenes.
I believe it's Melissa Rosenberg is her name.
Rosenberg, huh?
Rosenberg. I could be wrong. She's a producer on the show.
Okay.
Anyway, but, keep going.
Anyway, I lost my train of thought. But it has, God damn it, what's his name? Doctor Who.
Tennant.
David Tennant.
David Tennant, yeah.
Is the big bad in the first season, and he is a great villain as well. Like, I know I said, you know, D'Onofrio's the best, and he is, but...
David Tennant is a close second.
Yeah, he plays the most ruthless of characters.
Yeah,
I can't remember the bad guy's name. I don't remember much about anything anymore. But is it Mind? That's something. I'm gonna call him Dr. Mindbender.
Kilgrave.
Is his name? Kilgrave. Yeah, Kilgrave. There it is.
Yeah.
Wait, is it?
Yeah. That, okay. That's who we played.
Kilgore is the guy from Black Panther, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay,
Killmonger. So you're thinking
Killmonger.
Yeah,
Kilgore. Who the fuck is Kilgore? I'm losing it.
That is Robert Duvall from Apocalypse Now.
Right. Jeez, Louise. Anyway, it's really good. And you should watch it. Okay. Please help me, Rob.
Yeah, it's about it's about surviving sexual assault. Basically, the show is. At its core.
And alcoholism. Yeah.
Yeah. You get some fun
Luke Cage stuff
in it. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great show. Really great. I tended to like Daredevil a little more, but I just like Daredevil.
Daredevil's
like one of my favorite like Marvel characters.
There is no characters in Jessica Jones though that bothers me as much as like say Froggy.
Sure.
Bothers me in Daredevil.
Foggy. Yeah.
Foggy. I keep calling him Froggy, which I like more. Like, why wouldn't they just say anyway?
Sure. Yes, I get it.
But yeah. Anyway, your number two, Rob.
My number two is Batman.
The original
Batman from the 1960s,
the Adam West.
Yes. This show ran three seasons from 1966 to 1968, 120 episodes, which is insane. Wild. It's insane.
That is wild.
It's kind of brilliant. They did, they would do two episodes a week.
Well, yeah, they had
on like Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you get a cliffhanger between them two. It's 2 30-minute episodes. And I ate this show up in syndication.
Well, yeah, like we all, like every kid our age.
Yeah.
Like this is the first, like I watched Batman before I even read comic books.
Right.
Like it was my introduction.
Well, it's such a perfect encapsulation of 60s Batman, of what Batman was in that time.
Yeah.
And God, I just love it. I can still watch it and have a blast. You know, there's bad episodes, of course. You know, I don't care when the minstrel is the bad guy or whatever. But like Cesar Romero's Joker, awesome. Yeah. Burgess Meredith as Penguin, awesome. Like these guys are still iconic.
Naturally. And even a kindergarten mind could have anticipated your every move. This caper was even more obvious than most.
Oh, you can say that over the phone, Batman, but if I had you here, I'd pound you to a pulp.
Start pounding, Joker.
That's the best Riddler of all time.
Yeah, it sure does. And
Catwoman is awesome.
You get the weird Dutch angles and stuff, and like, it just, this show knew what it was. It also ruined Batman for decades.
Yeah.
Because this is what people thought of when they thought of Batman.
Well, yeah, they had
until Tim Burton. Until Frank Miller and then Tim Burton.
Frank Miller, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Tim Burton, yeah, obviously.
But God, I could watch him fight Bookworm and Egghead all day long, though.
Yeah. Look, man, like, that is iconic shit, right? Like, the voiceover of... will he, survive, blah, blah, blah.
God, same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah.
Love it. I just love it. And yeah, they did 40 episodes a season. It's insane.
Yeah.
Totally insane. Oh, but yeah, I love it. And yeah, the walking up the side of the, they would do the, cute camera tricks and weird cameos, like, walking up the side of the building where the camera's just turned and it looks like they're actually
would have people like pop out of windows and shit. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Plus it spawned a fantastic movie too.
Yeah, I love it. I can still watch it. It's stupid. Yeah. Some days you can't get rid of a bomb.
Yeah. Shark repellent.
It, like, again, iconic. Stupid, but iconic.
Well, yeah. Look, it's entertainment.
When this podcast is over, I'm probably going to go turn it on and watch it. I watched some clips earlier that made me so happy.
Yeah. Who didn't fucking want to be Dick Grayson? Like,
right?
You know, like,
get to hang
out with Batman?
Yeah. I don't know who'd want to wear that outfit, but.
Fuck, I would have.
Then again, I donned a Adam West Batman for Halloween 1 year.
You looked phenomenal.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have the same physique Adam West does, so.
Yeah.
That helps. That's, you know, okay. He was kind of a pudgier Batman, but.
He got the job done. Turned out all the supervillains were also kind of just out of shape losers. Sure.
Yeah.
So.
You know, there's the thing. When they were making the 89 Batman, he got mad that they didn't ask him to be Batman in that movie.
Yeah. And he was already, what, like 50 years old?
Yeah, right?
Like,
probably older.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I tell you what, I remember watching this, and I would get so fucking excited whenever, like, Batgirl showed up.
Yeah.
Like, Batgirl was awesome. Does any, like, change to the norm of the show would always excite me so much? Like, if they would use, like, another, like, vehicle or something like that.
Well, there's three different Catwomen on the show. Yeah. Like, it's wild.
Anyway. Oh,
love it.
Awesome, man. Love it. Love it. You convinced me.
All right.
My number one, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably no, it's WandaVision.
We are an unusual couple.
Oh, I don't think that was ever in question.
What exactly is your story?
And they lived happily ever after. Happily ever after.
We just don't know what to expect.
Think
we handled that well.
Sure.
I think WandaVision is the best Marvel television show that ever existed. Maybe there'll be, you know, better ones coming up. Maybe one is on right now. I don't know.
Right.
But it's a great show. It deals with grief in a really interesting way. Like, there's never been a show like it.
Right.
And of course everyone's watched WandaVision, so I don't need to explain the plot or anything, but it's definitely fantastic. And I loved the ending. That she herself was the big bad is really good, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
That Agnes wasn't the big bad, she just happened to, like, be drawn to her because she, you know, exploded grief out into the world and created this town. I think that's interesting. I think it's brave to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been easier to have, like, this be like
a Mephisto,
like, coming along, or like them introducing their next big bad.
Yeah.
Via this. But I think the more interesting thing is, like, sometimes, you know, grief changes people. And
when I like that they still set up other shows and movies.
Well, of course, like they definitely set up Doctor Strange at the end of this. And
yeah,
obviously Spider-Man, considering it's going to be a multiverse show. So
right.
Movie. So, yeah. What did you think, Rob?
I love WandaVision. Man, I tell you, you really get the sense of what great actors these guys are.
Yeah. I love Paul Bettany got to have a good time.
Like, that Modern Family episode, Paul Bettany, like, you just see him, like, he switches his performance just a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, what a brilliant comedic actor this guy is. And, you know, the thing about Vision is he doesn't get to, like, emote all that much, right? Because he's a robot. And in that, he just emotes just a little more in that episode. When he's doing his little interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just brilliant. It's brilliant.
Well, I just, you know, you could tell Paul Bettany is having a great time.
Yeah.
And I love that he fucked with everybody about saying, like, he got to act with, like, one of someone he never thought he'd get to act with before, and it turns out it was himself. It was him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, like, Elizabeth Olsen is great. Catherine, goddamn, what's her last name? Is it Hahn?
Mm-hmm. Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn, yeah, is fantastic.
Really great.
In the show, Kat Dennings is good. Woo is good.
Oh, I love him in that show.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, so what if it didn't, like, meet every expectation that you had for it?
Right.
Did it entertain you, and did it make you feel a certain way? Then shut the fuck up. Honestly, like, I'm so sick of everyone, like, everyone always sets themselves up to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, a show is never going to do everything you want it to do. Like, either stop fucking watching them or accept the fact that they're just going to entertain you and tell a story. So let me get off my fucking soapbox.
All right. All right. All right. But yes.
go get your shine box. Go ahead,
Ray. What do you think sets this apart from the rest of the Marvel shows, that this would be your...
Well, this is certainly, like, I mean, it's the first one that has tied in
to the
MCU. It has, I mean, incredible actors in it.
Right.
I mean, this isn't just like they cast some people off the, you know, backlot or whatever. This is like legitimate shit. I mean, Paul Bettany, Elizabeth Olsen, like, right. Come on. It's cinematic. I love the week to week, the way it changed.
Yeah. It's wild how it's cinematic in the way that it's not cinematic. Like, yeah. Because it was, aping.
Well, it looked like a TV show
for
most of the time. And then it would, like, cut to the outside world.
Yeah. It'd be amazing.
It would be like a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Like that just, to me, like, drives it home. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Also Kat Dennings, huh?
She's fun.
Terrific on that show. All right. My number one DC show
is Batman again.
I love Batman. It's Watchmen, which I think is the culmination of what a superhero TV show can be.
We are no one. We are everyone. And we are invisible. Tick,
tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. We convinced ourselves that they were gone. Tick, but they were just hibernating. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. They came for everybody. All police.
Are we safe?
I guess we have ourselves a reckoning.
What are you two talking about?
Oh, nothing. Just the end of the world.
It has huge action when it needs to have it, but mostly it's just about terrific storytelling and incredible themes of trying to stop racism. I just think what a story it tells. And it's,
well, look.
And the monumental task of taking on being a sequel to Watchmen.
Yeah.
The comic book, which is one of the best things ever written, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think that's not a radical, like,
yeah, but I mean,
thing to say.
But the Watchmen comic book is so important to that medium, and it's so great.
Yeah.
As a piece of that medium.
Shakespeare to that, you know.
Yeah. It does the only, like, it does things that only comic books can do, and that's what makes it special. The way it tells its stories. And yeah, to take on that and be a sequel to that and still be wonderful. Make up your own characters. This doesn't even have many of the characters that are in the right. comic. You know, Ozymandias is in it and Dr. Manhattan's in it.
But three, right? Like, yeah. There's only three.
Everyone else is dead. I guess they never say where Night Owl is.
I mean, you assume he's
dead or something.
Dead, right? Like,
but wow, what a show. I just, yeah. I mean, it's as good as anything HBO's done in the last 10 years.
Well, look, I'll say that it's the best one-shot TV show ever.
Yeah.
Like the best one season story ever told.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
I'm blown away by it. It's not the best like comic book show of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Right.
It was phenomenal. Like it's it floored me.
Yeah. Man, Regina King in the show, right?
I mean, like, she's amazing.
Yeah. Like just gives the one of the all-time performances.
Don Johnson in one episode, well, one and a half episodes, is like amazing. Louis Gossett Jr. is great.
When's the last time you said that?
I know.
Yeah.
It's just so fucking good. It has the best retcon of a superhero you will ever see.
Oh, man. Yeah.
With Hooded Justice.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild.
Just powerful stuff.
Yeah. It actually made us like discover an historical event that we all just decided to ignore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's amazing. Like,
what? And that shit is powerful. Like that stuff, man, that's rough going. It is rough viewing. Oh
yeah.
What a show.
Yeah.
All right. All right. You want to do this versus?
Yeah, let's knock this out. This is going to be pretty easy. It is for the World Heavyweight Championship.
The Ultimate Male. Woo! Versus. Oh, yeah! The Ultimate Meatball. You fight great, but I'm a great fighter. I must thank you. Versus.
Yeah. Right.
So we each voted, right? We took each of our top fives and did a combined list, and then I have compiled those results.
I wish there was some dramatic music.
Yeah. So we'll do the top 10 and then we'll do the individual matchups.
Yeah.
Or do you want to do the individual matchups first?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. Either way is fine.
Okay. All right. Top 10. At number 10, we have Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at number 2.
Nine.
Or number 9, sorry. At number 8, we have Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
At number 7, we have Daredevil. At number 6, we have Jessica Jones.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, my list was pretty divergent from yours, so like...
Yeah.
At number 5, we have The Flash. 4, Batman. 3, Arrow. 2, WandaVision. And then number 1 was what?
Yeah.
Which comes
out of Jessica better? Jones?
It was number 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Fair enough. Well, I like Daredevil more than Jessica Jones. And then...
Yeah.
You know.
Sure.
Air,
but DC is better at TV.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
It might be changing now, but
sure.
You know, for the most part,
I think. I mean, it's going to be a while before Marvel pulls off something better than Watchmen, for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure.
At its current trajectory. It's not going to take long for it to overcome the Arrowverse, probably.
Sure.
I would imagine. I mean, you're always saying, and as I do too, WandaVision's probably better than anything the Arrowverse has put out.
Yeah.
But they can't all be
different.
Yeah. You know, we're in the midst of a show now, and then Loki comes out in June. So, and then who knows what happens after that?
Yeah. You get a Hawkeye show in there somewhere.
And She-Hulk.
Yeah.
What else was in it? Well, you get What If, but it's going to be animated. So,
yeah.
All right. Let's do the individual matchups here.
We'll do.
All right. First off, we got Hulk and Batman.
I'd go Batman.
Yeah. I just think it's more iconic overall.
It is more important.
Yeah.
Like Hulk, you know, against any other show from that period, maybe, but.
Right.
Batman is just Batman.
Did you ever watch the old Spider-Man show?
Yeah. It's not good.
Not good?
No.
Have you ever watched the Japanese Spider-Man show?
I don't think so.
From the 70s? Spider-Man.
No, I've never seen it.
It's wonderful. It's kind of bad, but it's also wonderful.
Oh, okay. You know? Sure.
Because it's like Power Rangers. It's a tokusatsu show. So it's like Power Rangers, but with Spider-Man. Like he has a giant robot.
That sounds okay.
Yeah. All right. Here are the heavy hitters. We got Watchmen versus WandaVision.
I mean, come on. This is, well, I just said, you know, Watchmen is one of the best
one
season TV shows I've ever seen. So
right.
I'd have to go Watchmen.
As would I. Daredevil versus Arrow.
I'd go Arrow.
As would I. Though, I mean, man,
Daredevil's really good, but
yeah, but I do love Arrow.
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. versus The Flash.
Oh, man. Ah, God damn it. See, I haven't watched a lot of The Flash.
Sure.
But what I've watched of The Flash is more fun than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ever was.
So. It is. And it's more superhero-y. Like, you know.
Yeah. I guess I'll go Flash.
Okay. And then Jessica Jones versus Smallville.
I'll go Jessica Jones.
Yeah. So Marvel got one in. But look, it's TV. Like you said, this would be a totally different story if we were doing.
Sure. Of course.
Movies right now. Boy, there was a time DC would have been like, I don't know. You know, once the 90s hit, Marvel really started to turn it around. Yeah. You know, you had Spider-Man and X-Men and stuff.
Yeah.
The Blade movies. And there were mostly bad Batman movies at that point, and mostly bad Superman movies. So what are you going to do? Not still much. It's fun time to be a fan right now. There's so much Marvel and DC content if you want to watch it.
Absolutely.
With so much more on the way.
It's coming, baby.
It is. All right. So director's cuts next time.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. That sounds really fun.
All right.
All right. Where can they find us on the internet, Sean?
Well, they can find us at Genre Squad on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We're just Genre Squad on Facebook, which, I mean, I don't think we are ever on there, but.
Sure.
We're genresquad@gmail.com if you want to email us. And you can subscribe at the show at on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Podomatic. Podomatic, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And of course you can find our old shows on genresquad.com.
Mm-hmm. Where can they find you on Twitter? How about that?
At Sean Stidham.
Awesome.
Where can they find you, Rob?
I'm Rob Train on Twitter, but with a zero for the O.
Yeah.
And then you can find my toy photography account, Toyetic 40s on Twitter.
Mm. I have nothing else.
You have nothing else?
No.
You don't want to plug anything else?
I don't have anything.
This is what you've got.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a good heart.
You do. You're wonderful. You're a terrific person.
Thank you. So are you.
All right. Until next time, I'm Rob.
I'm Sean.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.